Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Scuba Radio Thanksgiving Weekend. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got a very special show for you today. So kick back, you know, if you've been doing some shopping or too much turkey eating, just kick back and relax, because we have 2 hours of radio gold for you today. Now, I'm not going to predict that, but I'm just going to say it, because I have a feeling there could be some special moments happening on today, because we're going to do some, you know, a little more unique type of broadcast today. And you never know what's going to happen. Regardless, it'll be worth checking into or listening to and reflecting on, because there could be things happening on today's show that, you know, could make Scuba Radio history. And I mean that in probably a more negative than positive light. But that's just how it goes. Bill, the producer with me. How are you, Bill?
I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about what's going to happen today.
Well, it's Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. That'll
give
you a sign.
I understand that.
Right there. And also, via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry, how are you, my friend? Welcome.
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy in the mountains of Virginia, Mountain Divers. And also, Mark, or Eminem, as we like to call him. That's what we decided to call him, right? Eminem? We were just
going
to say that.
I thought we were going with M1, Greg, because I was like, thing one, thing two, I was going to be M1, but hey,
okay.
I'm open to anything.
M1, Eminem, one, yeah, one of the others. But
to be fair, though, I always thought it was Eminem, Mike, and Mark.
Yeah. Well,
that's
Mark,
true, but he's not here to defend himself, Bill.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm taking the number one slot.
I understand now.
This is true. So, we got a full crew here. And, you know, it is Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. You may be asking yourself, what does that mean? Well, of course, it means that you are a diver, or we are divers, and we're going to share the love of diving for the next couple hours and focus on giving the gift of scuba, as opposed to fighting the crowds at the mall. So that's what you need to do. Just go to your local dive center, get a gift certificate for a scuba lesson for someone who doesn't dive, or if there's someone on your list who is a diver, get him or her some continuing education.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, exactly. It just makes sense. It's just good common sense. Makes a heck of a, you know, great gift, and it'll be the gift that keeps on giving. So we're here to remind you that here on Scuba Radio Thanksgiving Weekend. Also, you know, this is a time where I kind of kick back a little bit and, you know, focus on things that I'm thankful for, which there are obviously a ton of things. And there's at times I want to give back. You know, at the DEMA show, we gave away more prizes than any other DEMA show in the past. That's a trade-only event. And sometimes, you know, we do this on the air, too. So there's a chance we might give away some stuff today or over the next few weeks. I definitely got some tips for you besides scuba lessons or continuing education gift certificates from your local dive center that you won't hear anywhere else, and you'll hear about them right here on today's Scuba Radio Thanksgiving edition of the big show. Now, this is also the time that I kind of, you know, want to give back on even a personal level. And, you know, it's only at this time of year and maybe a few other rare occasions that I allow a special guest on the show. And first of all, I apologize in advance.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. But, you know, sometimes we, you know, we have to walk over his corpse when we walk into the studio. But being that it is the holiday season, it's, you know, Christmas, you know, I feel that this is one thing I have to do. I have to bypass my personal preference of, you know, my sense of smell, and Bill's obviously too, And
couldn't we just wait until it's cold to have him come in?
That wouldn't bring down the stench at all.
I think it would.
No, no. Of course, I'm talking about a very special guest, and not only well, as opposed to me explain who he is.
Oh, please.
I figured we'd just put this into song. Now, what do you think? So he put together this little ditty to explain what you're about to experience. Here you go. He's often passed out if he's not high. We think he has gout. He's one stinky-ass guy. Drunken Santa's coming to get down. All right. He may seem like he's just sleeping, but no, he is always baked. He smells of puke in urine, so hold your nose for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, hide your ho-ho-ho-hos. This is your warning on Scuba Radio. Drunken Santa's coming. Drunken Santa's coming. I said Drunken Santa's coming to get down. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. You've been warned. And here he is in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, That's like the Alka-Seltzer Orchestra.
It could have been. It was definitely some folks that we didn't pay enough.
That is an outstanding
explains the quality of it.
Song.
You like that?
Can I get that on a CD?
No, you may not. But you can help yourself to the eggnog.
Pull it off the website.
See, you already have.
Later. Hey, hey, Greg.
Yeah.
And Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
First
Santa.
Of all, let me be the first to say. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And also, Feliz Navidad.
Okay. Well, thank you.
To you and yours.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, Drunken Santa. And
now my work is just getting cranked up.
Yeah. Are you planning to award gifts to all the good little diver boys and girls?
Of course I am.
You are. You've been planning for this, have you?
It's a tradition.
It is a tradition, and one that we should have stopped several years ago. Actually,
oh stop! He acts like he doesn't want me here, but that's just part of the joke.
Is it? You think
he tells me, "Hey, can you please be on the show today?" And I say, "Sure, I will."
Okay, that's enough out of
you. I am not even being compensated for my time and travel.
Yeah, actually, there was you made a threat to show up at the Dima show a few weeks ago there, Drunken Santa.
I couldn't figure out which building it was. I ended up in a hotel lobby somewhere. It was really nice.
Well, okay.
And yeah, so I saw some people with some badges on, and I thought I was getting close.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, everyone's gone, and it's all over.
Interesting. Well, it's funny. Our Valentina, our psychic mermaid, predicted as such. I told her that you were going to show. She goes, no, he's not coming. He's not going to make it. And so she did properly predict the future in that regard.
Old Santa's got something for her.
Okay.
Just let me tell you that.
All right, yeah, just
right
stop.
Now.
Just stop. Hey, look, I see Vinny Two Tanks has joined us from the left coast, as well as Jerry the Diver Guy and M1. Via the web. Vinny, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Good. How you doing today, Greg?
I'm good. You know, we got Drunken Santa at Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. You're a little bit earlier, you know, than us here out on the East Coast, out there in California. But you're celebrating accordingly, I assume, right?
Yeah, I have an adult beverage while I'm talking to you.
Okay. All right. Well, so you're just trying to connect mentally with Drunken Santa.
Let's go get drunk.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have to do that because I think at least one of us in the studio here is already, you know, well ahead of Bill and myself.
It is Thanksgiving after all.
Which is an excuse to drink? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, we don't need no stinking
excuse.
Yeah,
okay. Right. What about diving? Have you been doing any diving, Drunken Santa? Are you, you know, maybe you could go out to California where Vinny Two Tanks is and dive with him out there in the California waters. Have you ever considered
that? This is really a bad month for me.
Okay. You're a little busy,
maybe,
are you?
Maybe in January.
This is the only time of year that you actually work? Is that what's going on?
Well, let's just say my work is seasonal.
Okay, we could say that. That would okay. make sense. All right.
Yeah, you have your ups and your downs.
Yeah.
Well, and you're all around.
Vinny, what about you? You diving around. Out there in California during the holiday season, or are you kind of in, you know, I don't know, celebration mode like Drunken Santa is right now, or what?
Actually, I was supposed to go out in a boat tomorrow with the owner of Octomask. His girlfriend was getting certified, but the trip canceled. They didn't have enough divers to go, so mm-hmm. I could have used Drunken Santa.
Yeah, you could have been his dive buddy there, Vinny. I mean, Drunken Santa. I mean, yeah.
Santa's everybody's buddy.
True. Is that what? Is that how?
Especially
I guess
this time of year.
Yeah. Well, this time of year, just looking at you, I'm guessing you would not be a very good dive buddy.
No, I can't dive right now.
Yes, that's the truth, for sure.
You can just barely bathe. Could you bathe? Is bathing out of the question?
It's water.
I smell like peppermint.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
Yes, that'll stick with you for a while, and well, we apologize in advance for that, or after the fact, I guess. It's too late to do it in advance, right, Bill? We gave that.
It is already too late to apologize in advance.
That's outstanding.
You like that one? Do you, Drunken Santa?
Like many layers of melodies.
That'd be harmonies.
That was fantastic. Kinda. That's talent.
Yeah, you like that, do you?
That is really good.
Well, you're tankful for that, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Tankful.
Get it?
I got a tankful.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, give the gift of scuba. You don't have to fight the crowds at the mall. All you have to do is go into your local scuba center. They're all over the country, all over the world for that matter, and get a gift certificate. So tell them you want to give somebody on your gift giving list a scuba class. And that could be for a beginner scuba class, an open water thing from Patty or something, or it could be continuing education. So just we're here to remind you of that little tidbit. Now, a couple other little bonus things I'd like to share with you that you might want to take advantage of, especially just this weekend. You know, a lot of folks have jumped on the Black Friday bandwagon. And our friends from Polar Pro Filters, polarprofilters.com, running a special 25% off thing just this weekend only for Black Friday. You can take advantage of that and get their powered selfie stick, underwater selfie stick, all kinds of cool stuff they have for GoPro cameras and filters to get better video out of those things. Also, we have to welcome a new sponsor.
Hello, new sponsor.
Hey.
What?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, that wasn't exactly how I was expecting you to. Okay, just wait, and before you just start blabbing.
Oh my God, spit it out!
Okay, FinFun is going to be our new mermaid tail provider of Scuba Radio.
Well, hello, FinFun.
And if you go to
FinFun, is a good name.
Yeah, FinFun.com. And if you go there, you'll see where we get our mermaid tails when we have our mermaids out on display, kind of like at the DEMA show and all across the country. And these guys have kind of taken the mermaid tail production to a new level. And, you know, we get this question, believe it or not, quite a bit when we're out and about with, you know, whether it's Mermaid Tiffany and the crew and the pot of mermaids that we have on display at all the shows. During the year, and they
can ask can I guess what the question is? You get asked a lot.
Are they real?
No, it's like
okay. That's a good question.
But what's the number one question?
I believe that has the
what? What's the number one question the Scuba Radio mermaids get every time we're out and about?
Where'd you get your tail?
Well, that's the second question. First question is, can you pee in that thing? And second question. The second one is, yeah, how can I get one of these tails? Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we
No, wait, is that really what the question is?
How can I get some tail?
Well, is that the question?
Okay, maybe there's a comment. It depends on who's asking. But generally, it is, how could we get one of these? And, well, now you know. You can go to finfun.com, and they have some really great packaging of their mermaid tails. That, you know, we've had this problem in the past where we've told people where to get them, but then the company didn't quite have a broad appeal in that sense as far as being able to service people if they wanted
a mermaid tail. Just to be clear,
if they wanted to purchase their own mermaid tail, they weren't really
equipped. Before
FinFun,
we didn't really have someone who appealed to broads.
No, that wasn't exactly what I was saying at all.
Okay, I misunderstood because... It seemed like that was a little bit sexist of you, and so I'm glad that's not what you meant.
No, I didn't what I meant. I didn't what I said, actually.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
I think you said they lacked broad appeal.
Don't put words in my mouth. So, look, all you have to do is go to finfun.com, and you can order your own mermaid tail.
And the broads will love it.
And the broads, the guys, the girls, the kids, they got a whole huge website, and they're doing a special deal this weekend for Black Friday, like free shipping around the world. So it's a big company, and they make very good mermaid tails. And now there's a place where you can go get your own mermaid tail. If you're a guy, girl, woman, what a pet, I don't know. You put them on anybody, but they're ready to serve if you need a mermaid tail for your own amusement. And they're good. They're very nice mermaid tails. So we've gotten a new stash of FinFun mermaid tails that'll be traveling across the country with our crew, and now you know. And we welcome them to the Scuba Radio family.
And the website there, of course, finfunmermaid.com.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's just finfun.com, isn't it? Can you just go to FinFun?
I typed in FinFun, but I was redirected to finfunmermaid.com.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you get there, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's one little element. When it comes to, by the way, mermaid news, And this is something that we should be thankful for, I would have.
Thankful.
Yeah, you know, one of our classic mermaids, as we like to say in the biz, Tony. Right?
Tony.
Mermaid Tony. Now, she hasn't been traveling with us for the last year because she's been busy doing
things. Getting married and crap.
Getting married, making babies. And evidently, it was just announced that she is going to actually do that in March of 2016. So, congratulations to Mermaid Tony and her better half, David. And
even more congratulations to David,
arrival,
let's be honest.
Coming up there, yeah. So there you go. So a lot of cool news going on this weekend in the world of mermaids, whether it's, you know, mermaid tales or, you know, mermaids making mermaids, you know, or mermen. I think it's a merman that's on the way, or merman,
okay.
Merboy.
Could be.
Yeah. So anyway, congrats to Tony. A couple other little tidbits to throw out there. We got to talk about Walt DeMartini's party, and we're going to actually get Walt on a little bit later on.
Can we talk about Walt DeMartini's party?
Well, there's pictures on the Facebook that we need to explain.
I saw some of those pictures,
yeah.
And it made me think that this was the sort of thing we couldn't talk about.
Well, it's the kind of thing when you see the picture, you think, whoa, are they getting pretty desperate on the mermaid side of things? You know, folks like Tony are graduating off to family, you know, and then you see some pictures online, you start to think like, hey, some of these mermaids you got are getting a little long on the tooth, or you know, what happened to the audition process?
Yes.
What the hell's going on? Well, these are the results of, you know, maybe having a cocktail one too many at Walt DeMartini's diving birthday celebration of love that happened last weekend. And that we're going to get into here in just a bit. So we got that to look forward to. Also, our DEMA pictures are now posted at scubaradio.com. And you can see a lot of the, you know, Scuba Family Feud festivities that, you know, Bill the producer hosted. We actually got him in visual form available at scubaradio.com. Once again, we apologize.
Crappy chat. Thanksgiving.
No, it's Thanksgiving. Sorry.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Thanksgiving to you. In the studio, I've got Bill the producer, and also, unfortunately, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa.
That is the worst thing that's ever happened to this program.
So, oh, you guys love it. And it's always consistently the highest rated shows, according to all my statistics.
Okay. According to
which
you.
Which are all the ones, only ones I remember.
That would probably be fairly accurate in his world.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be one of those kind of shows, so you've been warned. Also, via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and M1 rounding out the crew today. And, you know, we're going to run around the room, and feel free to chime in at 888-88-SCUBA, as well as sharing what are you thankful for when it comes to your diving for the past year, or maybe, you know, what you're looking forward to. To do in that sense. Bill, do you have anything that you're thankful for? Because you didn't dive much this year, have you?
I have.
You snorkeled, and that counts.
If I had the chance to get in the dive tank at DEMA,
at the
Be a Diver
pool,
that would have quintupled my diving experience
well,
for the year.
Well, after explaining what you were looking to do last week, I will tell you, I did talk to Big Wave Dave during the week.
Yes.
And told him what you had said on the air.
Yes.
What your ultimate goal was, because he did not know.
Well, I know he didn't know, but I kind of thought that they were going to be doing something with the pool since it's so much work to set up, not just to let people see what it was like. I figured they'd be doing stuff.
Well, now that he knows that you wanted to get into the pool and just swim around in it, you have been banned for life.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. So you will not be diving in the Be a Diver pool anytime soon.
All right, fine.
Yeah, you're going to have to basically, you know, jump the wall. When he's not looking at some point.
Well,
that's going to be the only way.
Apparently, he's never looking. I could have jumped the wall any time.
That's true. You were looking for permission when you should have asked for forgiveness.
Forgiveness is what I... And he never would have known.
That's right. Well, he would have known because they do have that chemical, he told me as well. He said if his goal was to come in here and see if it would change colors, tell him it will. So don't do it. Don't test the chemicals, he said. So there you know. And now you know.
That's good advice.
Yeah, okay. Something to be thankful for.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio safety tip number 38. When preparing for a night dive, it is not necessary to exchange your wetsuit for a suit of armor.
If you're referring to the incident with the dragon, I was barely involved.
However, feel free to use the term underwater jousting as opposed to spear fishing to impress your dive buddies.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here in the studio, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. And call me a psychic, but I think today's topic might be an easy one for you, Doc.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit.
Yeah, I think I can help with that.
Okay, we're laughing. But I'm betting there are a few aspects of it folks haven't thought about. Just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, just like I do. But I'll bet most of us rarely sit down and actually think about what it should contain.
And that's not unusual. In fact, really, it's only natural. First aid kits tend to come pre-packaged, and so it's just assumed the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
That can get complicated in a hurry.
Now, it's not that complicated. Just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only just that. Band-Aids. Some gauze and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple of kits to store in different places. You know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely, you need more than that though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find tools that will cover the range of scenarios from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites and rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Should you just start there?
Probably a better idea is to keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location, with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
In that case, I would suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base, and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example?
For example, you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for moving things like spines and debris, but you may find you need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak it. You may want to add a small bottle of vinegar or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding resuscitation masks to their repertoire, as well as an extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is set a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take much.
Didn't I see something about that in Alert Diver?
Yes, you sure did. You can read all about it at alertdiver.com, and we've even got some suggestions on customizing your kits for various activities.
What else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how to use the contents within it. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
You know, if you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
No psychic skills required. Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's Scuba Radio Thanksgiving, and in a few minutes, we are going to connect with the Gomez Hilton, which was the location of Waldy Martini's birthday bash celebration of diving love. And you know, I was there, you know, went there right after the broadcast last Saturday, and I will tell you, it was quite an event, and we're going to cover it accordingly. In the studio, Bill, the producer, and as I've apologized profusely several times already,
Jesus.
Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa's in the studio.
Because happy holidays!
It's the only time of year I feel like I should allow him in the studio.
But
and what?
But it's not Christmas yet. It's not even December yet.
Hey,
for God's sakes,
it's
Thanksgiving.
It's Black Saturday.
No, that's Black Friday.
Black Sabbath.
Hey, what do you? Hey, hold on there, Santa. I see you got my bottle of Captain Walt's rum that we're going to talk about
delicious.
Here. Delicious. You didn't. You better not have opened
small
that
small batch, handcrafted rum.
That's Captain Walt's rum. He gave me a bottle of it to take home. You do not drink that. What's the matter with you?
Smooth.
Oh my God. That's a special concoction that only very few people on the planet have their own mix of Mount Gay rum. But Captain Walt is one of them.
Tingly inside.
We're going to talk to him about
that,
Bill, just a bit.
Here.
Don't. That's not for sharing.
Bill wants some.
Oh, brother. Jerry the Diver Guy is connected via the web. And
take
I know
a hit off of that.
He's thankful for a lot of things. One being he's not in the studio with Drunken Santa like Bill and I. So, Jerry, I don't know. Is that one thing you're thankful for this weekend, I assume, or what? What do you think?
I'm very thankful for that.
You're very thankful for that. And are you? Did I read this correctly on the text before we went on the air, though, that you got your Survivor video ready to go, or no?
It is done.
It is done.
I haven't edited it yet.
You haven't edited your Survivor. He wants to be on Survivor. Yeah. So he's got the whole thing going on, music, and you know, I told him, I said, yeah. I've heard this before.
Who's yodeling?
On Survivor, he's our favorite scuba diver and the guy that you should hire. You need Jerry on Survivor.
Yeah.
Get him on Survivor now.
All right, that should put him over the top, don't you think? Or maybe not. I don't know.
May have put me under.
Well, that's true.
Is this the show where people get naked and smear mud out of their genitals?
No, that's Naked and Afraid. And he promised he would not apply for that one. Have you already done that? You've already done that, haven't you, Drunken Santa? I have a feeling.
Hey, you know what? Anything for an audition.
Well, let's just get Jerry on Survivor first, and then we can see about getting you on Naked and Afraid or something there.
Let's get naked.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, whatever you do. But so you shot your Survivor video to submit to, you know, Jeff Probst and the gang. You were talking about this last week on the show, Jerry. So let's get this straight. Did you work some diving elements into it, or did you just tell them that you are a scuba diver as part of your pitch to get them to?
We'll have to see later.
Okay. Well, you can tell us. You can give us a little tidbit.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, it's a secret.
It's a secret. You don't want to tell everybody else what you said on your videotape.
You can. Let's just say Jerry the Diver Guy showed up in it.
Okay, very good. But you filmed this at home in the mountains of Virginia because you're not in by any water right now, right?
Well, there's water in Virginia.
Water.
Well, there's water in Virginia.
We was
desert.
Close to a spring.
Yeah. Okay. So he was scuba diving in a moonshine spring. So,
close to it.
Actually, that sounds kind of interesting to me. I've never done that.
You know what I call that?
What do you call that?
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, that's what. Thanks for clarifying there, Drunken Santa. I appreciate that. All right, so but you've shot the video, but you got to edit it together and make it all shiny and stuff for him to submit to Survivor. And you got to do that, what, by the end of the year or something? Is that the deal, Jerry, or what?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You got to get it in pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, do you have snow on the ground in Virginia right now? Are you one of those?
No, it actually snowed last week.
Okay, so it's already melted, or
it's in the 60s today.
Okay, all right. Well, I was going to say, if you had snow, you could do one of those classic snorkeling pictures that you see on Facebook every time it snows, and with our friends up north, the guys strip down naked. I don't know what that's all about, but they strip down naked and then they snorkel and jump into a snowdrift and take a picture. And make that their new profile page on Facebook or something. You could do that for your video. I don't really see the personal appeal of that myself, but that seems to be a new thing. You know what I mean? You've seen this, right, Jerry?
I've seen it.
Have you done it?
But could you imagine me naked?
Well, no.
You really?
No, and I won't. And you can't make me. Apparently, Drunken Santa was able to.
Hey, Greg, did the guy the circle picture?
Chain reaction.
That's how you get snowballs.
Okay. Hilarious.
Thank you very much.
Who does your writing? Oh, brother.
Who does your hair?
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, that could be one aspect. You could work in the diving element. You got to work in the diving element, though, into your pitch. I think that's only appropriate, especially on Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. All right. We got more nonsense coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Looking for the perfect present this year? Give the gift of diving. PADI is the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, and a PADI e-learning gift pass is a unique way to surprise those in your life. From honeymooners to hobby seekers, young explorers to your friends who have it all, or consider a gift pass to help family and friends get certified for upcoming trips or celebrate important milestones. Give them the gift of a lifetime. Get them their PADI. To explore your gift pass options, visit PADI.com/gift pass.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If Christmas shopping tires you out, listen to this.
Howdy ho!
Don't buy me no bow tie like you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne, airbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum.
Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my tree. If you can't get me one, then get me two or three.
putting that down.
Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum.
Drunken Santa.
Will make me happy. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum. Underneath my Christmas
That is
tree.
Not your Just bottle of rum. That was for rum, me from Captain Walt DeMartini. He has his own. He has his own concoction. His own Mount Game.
Hold on one second. Rum. It does not have your name on it.
It has Walt's name on
okay,
it.
Okay, and yeah. How is it that something with somebody else's name on it is suddenly yours?
He gave it to me.
Likely story.
Yes.
It does have Greg's name on it. It says right there very clearly gay.
Oh, brother. All right, it is Scuba Radio Thanksgiving.
Ho, ho, ho!
Drunken Santa's in the studio.
Greg,
with
you're
us.
Not gay.
Wow.
You're happy.
And I apologize.
And
but it's that time of year where we allow him in.
Why?
It's, you know, we can't leave him out there, you know, every week.
Yes,
know.
We could.
Well, I mean, we have to give
I mean,
back.
I know your homeowners association probably have something to say.
You're going to leave me outside of the bitter cold.
The bitter 75 degree lows.
I think we cracked 80 today here in Orlando, Bill.
Hey, I think Bill's heart is like the Grinch, two sizes too small.
That's probably
you know what the
true.
Problem is?
Have some more, Rob. You'll feel better.
The problem is not that my heart is too small. It's that my nose is too big.
That could be a problem.
I know. I think Greg farted.
No.
I don't think that's it.
He's got the fans going, but it is not helping.
It's no, not. It is
it's
not.
Just wafing over here.
Greg, did you have, by any chance, did you have a Mexican omelet
okay,
for breakfast?
Okay, just stop. Just stop. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and M1 on the line via the web. Let's go to Vinny Two Tanks and ask him what exactly he might be thankful for when it comes to his diving. I'm guessing one was our last trip. Am I right there, Vinny, or what? What do you think?
Yes. Kind of. I had 48 hours underwater on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
Two
Doesn't
full
mention the
days.
Topside fun.
You know, that's nope. one way yep. to look at it. I never thought about adding up the time like that, but that makes a lot of sense. And yep. kind of sounds even more impressive.
That's got to be some kind of world record.
I don't think it's a world record. But for Vinny, and for any person, I think, for that matter, to say you spent 2 days underwater says a lot, right, Vinny?
Definitely for Bill it is.
Yeah.
Well, it took me 3 weeks to do it. So.
Right. Took 3 weeks to get 2 days underwater when you had all your dives together. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. So that's all good.
And that's a segue to hope we get a chance to talk about the next Scuba Radio trip.
Yes. Well, we're going to announce this hopefully officially next Saturday. Now, we've run into a slight little snag on some scheduling, but we are planning a liveaboard trip in the Maldives with our friends from Explore Ventures, and we just haven't been able to lock down the date just yet, but we're... You know, we got backed up against the holidays, and that kind of slowed down the process of locking in down the date. But we're looking at possibly in August. So that's all I can say right now of 2016, and hopefully next week we'll be able to share that news with the world. But we are planning the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to be in the Maldives, and you're planning to go.
It's really exciting for me because this will be my fifth trip, and I'm thinking about taking my sixth credit to the sixth trip, free trip. And stay there 2 weeks while you guys take off.
Ooh, nice plan. Yeah, they got some deal like after you pay for 5 weeks, you get a week free or something like that.
Yeah.
You can go to exploreventures.com, get all the details. They're always running all kinds of special contests and little promos and things like that. And obviously, you need to take advantage of them. And that would be the ultimate gift, I'm guessing, for the holiday season, wouldn't it? Maybe there's someone listening right now, a friend of yours, Vinny, who would like to just give you a trip. A week trip on a liveaboard with Explore Ventures. That wouldn't be me. I'm just saying somebody listening. You hear what I'm saying?
Don't look at me.
Well,
it's a nice thought.
It is. It's a nice thought, and it, you know, it might spark you know, an idea for someone listening right now to think about what would be the ultimate gift for the diver on your list. It would be a liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Definitely. Especially on Explore Ventures.
Yes, it would change your life for sure. All right. So you're very thankful for the diving you've done and the diving you're going to do. What about you,
right.
Mark? What do you got planned? Or what are you thinking when it comes to Scuba Radio Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving, Greg. I am so thankful for being back in Florida. However, I'm rethinking that because the first time I went out with you guys, I met Drunken Santa, and I had to watch that movie. What was that movie you made me watch?
That movie?
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-oh.
That movie.
Sharknado 3.
Sharknado 3. There's 10 minutes of my life I can't get back. But
you're welcome.
He
watched it for a full 10 minutes? Is that what you said?
Yeah. You forced me.
I did. But I let him off the hook after 10 minutes. Well, yeah, but you're thankful for the fact that you didn't watch the entire thing, just the parts that where you could possibly find me. I helped him. I said that's something to be thankful for because, because I was able to pinpoint the areas in the movie where you could possibly see me and you wouldn't have to waste your time watching the entire film. Yeah?
I was thankful for it. I said, thank God it's over.
Yeah.
Thank God it's over.
Well, but you appreciated my scenes, though, did you not?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see you.
You did. Well, thanks.
I saw Ian Earring. Earring?
No, I am.
Tanya Tucker.
Yeah.
Tanya Tucker.
I don't think it was watching the right movie. No. Sharknado through. I'm thankful for that. That was fun. Maybe I'll make it in Sharknado 4.
You weren't in it.
I was in it, I swear. All the pictures are right there at scubaradio.com. It's kind of like a Where's Waldo kind of thing. All right, look, Captain Walt DeMartini going to join us in an hour or two and a lot more fun and surprises for Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.